כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
A more weekly shiur deals either with the mitzvah of the weekly parsha or in Yonah D'Yoma. And today we have an opportunity to do both. So this week's parsha is Parsha Samuel. And one of the mitzvahs in this week's parsha is Sfira Suwayma. And we are in the midst of Yemei Sfira. We just passed the first third. And in this week's parsha, Usfartam Lachem Memachas HaShabbos Meyoyim Aviyachem Esoyim Aratunufo. Shara Shabbos is Tmima is Tehiyah. And when every year Parsha Samuel, I usually talk about Sfira Suwayma, one of the sugyas in Sfira Suwayma. And today we will speak about women. Women in Sfira Suwayma, are they exempt or are they b'chlal achiyuv? The Rambam, Tmidin v'musaf, in Perek Zayin Aruch of Dalet, clearly says, Noshim pturos in Sfira Suwayma, but he doesn't explain why, and the Kesef Mishnah does. Just like any other mitzvah sasei shazman groma, it is dependent on time, from Pesach to Shavuos, and therefore Noshim are potur. Mogen Avraham says the same, Tov Peites, Sif Koten Aleph. But the Rambam has a different opinion. And everybody struggles to understand the Rambam. In the Mishnah Kedushin, the Flama Daladu, when the Mishnah says, various different examples, mitzvahs that are Zman Groma and others that are Eina Zman Groma, the Rambam says, Tona Vishaya. It's not a full list. There are more that are not mentioned and enumerated in this Mishnah. One of the examples he gives for Tona V'Shayer is Svi Yisroimer, and the Ramban clearly says, Svi Yisroimer, Ein Hazman Groma, and women are Chayev B'Svi Yisroimer, doesn't explain why. So I will suggest four different approaches, three of the Achroinim and one, which is of my own, Lanius Daiti. Avnei Nezer was a Gevalde Gechatshim. Shim Pei Dalet Shuvas Orachayim, he says. Just like the Gemara Darshan's Kol Shiyeshnam Bebaltoich HaChometz Yeshnam Bekum Achor Matzah. And a woman, Lachere, would be potter from Matzah because it's a mitzvah seish as man groma. But anyone that is chayiv in the lav, Baltoich HaChometz, is also chayiv in Kum Achor Matzah. And some Rishonim say, this is not only Matzah. It includes Moror, it includes Sipi Yassiz Mitzayim, it includes all the mitzvah say of Pesach. Avnei Nezer says, maybe Svi Yisroimer is also included because it starts off the second day Pesach. The Avnei Nezer is extremely unreasonable for two different reasons. Number one, it doesn't fit in with the Ramban because the Ramban doesn't just give us a halacha that Noshim are chayav Svi Yisroimer. He clearly explains why, and he says it's a mitzvah say she'ein hazman groma. According to the Avnei Nezer, it is man groma, but gzeres hakosav kol sheyeshno bebaltoichol yeshno bekum achoil. And the other reason it's unreasonable is Svi Yisroimer is not a Pesach dike mitzvah. It's clear. It doesn't have anything to do with Pesach. It's coincidental. 6 out of the 49 days of Svira happen to be Pesach. Miyoyim aviyachem esoyim eratniv, second day Pesach. This entire svora, kol sheyeshno bebaltoichol chometz yeshno bekum achor matzah, refers only to the mitzvahs of Leila Seder. It definitely has nothing to do with Svi Yisroimer. Divrei Malkir was one of the greatest poskim in Lithuania,
kol halashon,
contemporary of the Avnei Nezer. Rav Malkiel Tenenbaum, who was the Rav of Lulamzha, great sefer, Chelek Gimel Simenai, he writes, Borur, that is a tos at fus in the Ramban. It couldn't mean Svi Yisroimer. It doesn't make sense. It's all about the Bochazetzer. I don't know if everybody knows what the Bochazetzer is, but he is to blame whenever we don't really understand something. So anyway, Divrei Malkiel suggests, maybe, perhaps, in the original text of the Ramban, it was written Samach Ayin, and what the Ramban had in mind is Seder Avoido. Avoid is a carbonus. And the Bochazetzer tried to understand what does Samach Ayin mean? Probably Svi Yisroimer. And he opened the Rosh HaTevis and he wrote Svi Yisroimer. Or maybe it was Mem Ayin. And what the Ramban had in mind is Matnas Aniyim. and somehow the mem got confused with the samach, and it morphed into Svias Oima. I don't like this pshat. The Ramo writes in Yoredei Reishai in Tesif Aleph, Ein lahagiya shum sefer min asvora, elo berayis gemuros. And the Bira Gro on the spot uses very harsh language. Avere gedoyle letaken kol sefer misvora, noni with rayis. So the fact that we don't understand the Ramban doesn't justify saying there is no such Ramban. It's in the Ramban. And if it wasn't the Ramban for 600 years, it should stay as is. So the fact that we don't understand the Ramban can't bring us to a conclusion that there is no such Ramban. So what does the Ramban mean? Two greats for him, Divya Cheskel and Rav Fishel Perlo. And I like to give a brief bio when I mention Gedol Yisrael. There are two different Divya Cheskels. One is very well known in the Hasidic world, Rav Cheskel HaMeshinava, the great son of the Divrei Chaim. He is known as the Divrei Yecheskel. But there's a Litvish Divya Cheskel, Rav Cheskel Bornstein, Talmud of Rav Chaim Briska, Marbitz Torah and Slabotka. Magnificent Sefer, Divya Cheskel Sememhei. His contemporary, Rabbi Rucham Fishel Perlo, was a tremendous Ilui in Warsaw, in Warsaw, in Poland. He wasn't a Klei Kodesh, he wasn't a Rashiv, he wasn't a Rav, he wasn't a Dayan, but he was one of the Gedolim of the generation. And he actually wrote the Sefer of Mitzvahs Lerasag. And whenever I mention the Fishel Perlo, I say, Mechaber Sefer of Mitzvahs Lerasag. What do you mean? Rabbeinu Sadigun didn't really write a Sefer Mitzvahs. He was the Ish Eshkoilois, and many of the early Gedolim of Sfarad, he was everything. He was the greatest philosopher, Jewish philosopher of his age. And the only one that surpassed him was the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim. Emunas V'Deyas L'Rasag is a classic. And the Rambam Shoyev from the Rabbeinu Sadigun. He was the greatest Roshiva of his time, towards the end of Tkufas HaGa'olim. He was also a Paitan, a Mishorer. And he wrote a song on the Tariag Mitzvahs, dedicating two or three words, maximum aligned to every Mitzvah. And Official Berlo took apart the song and analyzed it, and he structured Sefer HaMitzvahs L'Rasag. And in his introduction, in his Mavoi, he says the same Svorah as the Divya Cheskel. So what do they say? What they say is this. Svias Oima is not Zman Groma, because it is not dictated by time. It is dictated by the Korban Oima. It is the Korban that is Toli Bizman, not the Sfira. Technically, Sfira is dependent on time. Yes, there is a clear time frame from second day Pesach to Shavuos, but it is indirect. Svias Oima is totally the Korban Oimer. It is the Korban that is time dependent, not the Svira. So the Ramban's Chiddush is, not every mitzvah that is dependent on a certain time frame would be defined as Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Garama. According to the Ramban, according to this Svara, it's a beautiful observation. Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma, not Mitzvah Saseh Shetolui Bizman. Theoretically, there could be a mitzvah that we cannot perform, and we don't have to perform only in a certain time. But if it's only indirectly dictated by time, that is not Zman Groma. And that is the explanation of those great two gedolim, why Svias Oima is Einas Ban Groma and Nosem Archayiv. Svira Toli B'Korban, Korban Toli B'Zman. So what is actually the Ramban's opinion? There was Zeichet to Mimacham and Adas Ramban, because some 30 odd years ago, a new sefer was written, and it is the first time that we were zeicha to see the tshuva of Rab Moshe Chalava. And today this tshuva was printed in many, many forms. Rav Moshe Chalava was the son of the Maharam Chalava, a Talmud of the Ramban. His father's name was Rav Menachem, and we have a Sefer Maram Chalava al Psochim. So Rav Moshe Chalava quotes his father, I heard from my father, in the name of the Ramban, Svias Woymer is Ein Azman Groma, because it depends on the Korban, and the Korban depends on this man. So Tanuach Da'atchem, Rabbi Cheskel Bornstein, Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Pela, you're right. And we apologize to the Devar Malkiel. Your assumption was a mistake. Borur Shizatos at Fus. No. The Ramban meant what he said, and he said what he meant, and it's written in the Ramban. Svias Weimer is Ein Azman Grama. Why? Beautiful explanation. I myself set a different svara. And to me, my svara is extremely appealing. As always, I definitely am biased and I'm negeh b'davar. But I do want to share my opinion with you, my svara, even though the Ramban doesn't accept my svara. He does accept the svara of the Divrei Cheskel and official Pero. So what would be my approach? It's a bit of amkus and dakus. It's nuanced. What I say is this. All the mitzvahs of Seisha Zman Groma are of the same essence. They're acts and deeds, which theoretically a person could do any time. But it is din Torah that the mitzvahs are to be performed in this time and none other. You could wear tzitzis by day or by night, technically, but the mitzvahs by day and not by night. You could blow shofar on Purim, shakal your lulav and Yom Kippur, eat matzah Rosh Hashanah, drink dalet koisis Lag BaOmer. You could, but that's not the mitzvah. So Zman Groma is any mitzvah that theoretically you could be mekayem any time, even Kiddush. What's the mitzvah of Kiddush? You could do that on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, any other day. But the mitzvah is to say Kiddush Shabbos any other day. Seriously, I mean, technically you cannot perform any other time. It's a technicality. Because the mitzvah is to count not days, but certain days, specific days. The mitzvah is to count the days from Tetzai Nissan to Hei Sivan. If you could find them any other time, Tamaz Ov, El, Tisha, Cheshvin, Kislev, Tevis, look for them. If you find them, count them. But you can't count days when they don't exist, when they're not around. So Svias Oima, just theoretically, technically, you cannot perform this mitzvah any other time of the year. That is not Zman Groma. Zman Groma means it's a gzeres akos of this is the time and no other. Svias Oema, the problem is not with the time, the problem is with the Cheftza. So why didn't all the others say this svara if it's so poshut? Because obviously it's not so poshut. And I'll explain the difference between my feeling and all the others. All the other Achronim understood, the mitzvah is to count the days. Days are days. Days are all the same. And that's why it says Zman Groma. The Torah says when to count the days and when you don't need to count the days. My feeling is no. Every day is like no other. Every day has its own significance. Every day is this day and no other day. And therefore the mitzvah is to count these days and no others. And you can only count days when they're here, not when they're elsewhere. Moshe Lamad Devadayim, a person has a big heap, a pile of gems. Different gems. And they're all mixed up. He has diamonds, sapphires, rubies, emeralds, Leshem Shvoi V'Achloma. So we could just count gems. But he wants to count diamonds. So he needs to sift them through and pick out the diamonds. Some days are diamonds, others are emeralds, others are rubies, others are sapphires. Every day is different. And the Torah wants us to count these days and no others. From Tet Zayin, listen to Hey Sivan. It is impossible, technically impossible, to count these days when they don't exist, when they're not here. That is not defined Zman Gromer. That would be my approach. But as I explained, the Ramban likes the other pshat more than my pshat. My pshat seems to appeal to me. But who am I to say? And in Minchas Osher, Kloli HaMitzvah Simen Chof Ches, I dealt with various different mitzvahs that are similar to Svi Yisroimer, especially according to the Ramban Svora. Divri Yecheskel, Rabbi Yerucham, Fishol Perlo. Bikurim. Hey, Mevim, Bikurim, Ere Matzeres Ad Chanukah. Big discussion on Choylem. Is Bikurim Zman Grom or not? Probably not. Because there's a reason why it's Erasat Chanukah. It's not essentially about Zman, it's about phenomena. That is when the best fruit blossoms. That is when, from those fruit, you need to bring Bikurim. It's not the time, but the fruit. How about Kiddush Levona? Bong Avraham Tov Chovov says, Kiddush Levona no Shema Pota, because it's Zman Groma. Reb Shloim Kluge on this part disagrees. Reb Shloim Kluge's argument is an appealing one. He says, what is the essence of the mitzvah Kiddush Levona? Haroya Levona b'chadusha tzarich leverech. It's not the mitzvah that is dependent on time. It's the phenomena. Halavona mischadesh is b'tchilas ha-chodesh. If Yeshua Benun would decide once again, Shemesh b'givoin doim, v'yoreach b'emek ayolin, he would stop the entire system, all the rotations out there, and the Levona would be mischadesh at the end of the month. We'll say Kiddush Levona at the end of the month. It is not time that is the fundamental factor. It is phenomena. And the fact is, ein halavosha halavona mitchadeshes, ela betchilas haChodesh. So technically, yes, Kiddush Levona you could only perform in a certain time frame. But it's not about time, it's about the phenomena. Mugen Avraham Nishitosoi. Mugen Avraham Paskins, Svias Voimer is Zman Groma. Is it because according to Mugen Avraham and the Rambam, Svias Voimer doesn't depend on the Korban, but rather on the time, not necessarily? Mugen Avraham Paskins. Any mitzvah that were Machuyev in a certain time and not in another is Zman Groma, regardless of the reasoning. Regardless of the question, why is that? Lishitosoi, hu adin, hu atam, bekiddush levona. Reb Shlomo Kluge could have argued, I have the Ramban on my side. Kiddush levona depends on phenomena, not essentially on time. Berachas hachama. Once in 28 years we have this mitzvah, this bracha. When the system, the solar system, is exactly aligned as the way it was, b'shoshanitlu ama'ores b'sheshes yimei bereshes. That happens once in 28 years. Chuvas chasam sofer achayim nunvav says, it's Zman Groma. Reb Shielab Diskin Paskin, many years ago in Yerushalayim, no shomer chayev, didn't explain why. Same. It is the phenomenon that comes to be once in 28 years. It's not time, it's phenomenon. So we mentioned Bikurim, Berachas Hachama, Kiddush Levona, in a similar way, Svias Voim. So, should a woman count and make a brocha? It depends. Sfari or Ashkenazi? Simen Yud Zayin regarding Tzitzis. That's a machlokes Rashi and Bali Tosfos, the Rambam in the Rosh. Beis Yosef follows in the footsteps of the Rambam as always. And he paskins women should not make a brocha mitzvah Zman Groma. Beis Yosef follows in the footsteps of the Ramo and Rashi, as always. And they could. And that is the minhag. Ashkenazi women say a brocha and dalad mina, mansukah, sfaradim don't. The same would apply to Svi Yisroimah. But comes along the Ben Ishchai and some other Mekabolim and they say no. Svi Yisroimah is different because the Zohar says, Svi Yisroimah is a mitzvah that is derived from Duchra, not from Nugba. For man, not for a woman, and therefore woman should not say Svi Yisroimah. I'm not a Mekubel, only Esik Ben Estores, but I wonder. The Mogen Avraham was a maven in Kabbalah, and the Mogen Avraham, more than any other Poisek, brought Kisvei Ha'ari, Ari Zal, into the Beis Medrash. Not Derech Gagas, Chatzeros, Vekarfifen, but Derech Beis Shar, Vekoved Rav. What the Beis Yosef did with the Zohar, the Mogen Avraham did with the Ari. And the Mogen Avraham, in that very same Siv Koton Aleph, quotes the Zohar. He brings the Zohar. And nevertheless, he says, women should count Svira, Vekiblu Aleihem Choivo. So obviously, the Mogen Avraham didn't see any contradiction between the Zohar and Minhag Neshois Ashkenaz to count with a bruch. And I really don't understand. Yes, so the Zohar has a different explanation. Duchra and Nukba. That doesn't mean the halacha is any different. Anybody familiar with the Zohar knows that there are many different sources. The Zohar gives a different approach, a different interpretation to the very same halacha that we find in Nigla, in Bavli, on Yerushalmi. Just for instance, Shavorim Truah. The Gemara Sefer HaShonah says, we don't know exactly what a Truah is. Genuche Gonach Yiluli Yolal. The Zohar says, he laughs about the Bavlim, the Babylonians. They don't know what they're talking about. They think that Shavorim Truah is because of a Sefer. No, it's Dina Kashya and Dina Rafia. And the Zohar goes on and he says, the Bavlim don't even know why we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. They think it's Sveika Diyoyim. It's not Sveika Diyoyim. Din Akashya, Din Arafya. Does that change the din? Not at all. So the Zohar gives an additional explanation why women are exempt from Sveika Diyoyim. Does that mean the din is different? Not at all. It's just a different explanation why Noshim are potter. But it's not a reason that there's anything wrong with a woman counting Sveika Diyoyim. Because the Mogen Avraham quotes the Zohar, and he nevertheless says, women should say Sviya Zohar. And therefore, I don't think there's any reason Ashkenazi women shouldn't say Sviya Zohar. Should they make a bracha? Mishnah Berurah Sif Koton Gimel writes, no. Women should not make a bracha Sviya Zohar. And why not? Korev Levada, they're going to make a mistake somewhere down the line. Another reason, they don't understand what they're saying. I think both reasons are not relevant today. Do they understand what they're saying? Most of them understand very, very well. In Eretz Yisrael, every woman is fluent in Lashon Kodesh. I think in America as well. Daughters, wives that went to the Yankov system. So they understand very well. And there's no reason to say they're probably going to make a mistake. We don't even know what the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Shloimeh, quote Shulchan Shloimeh, what do they mean they're going to make a mistake? They don't say they're going to forget, but make a mistake. What type of mistake? Obviously what they mean is, they're going to confuse the date. They're not going to say the right night. But today, everybody can know exactly what night it is, Melelis Asvira. All you need is a phone or a computer. Most homes, there's a luach kir, a calendar on the wall. Why would there be a reason to say woman will make a mistake? So my psak is this. Every woman should keep record of her track record. A year, 2, 3, 4 years ago. Did you finish the sefira or you got stuck somewhere in the middle and you forgot a night? So if based on your own personal experience, you're probably not going to finish the sefira, then it's better not to start with a brucha at all. But if based on past experience, you probably will finish the Svira, there's no reason not to say a brucha. And that was my psak for my daughters, for my late wife, Zechonah Levracha, and for anybody that asks me. It's based entirely on your track record and your own personal experience. And why do we say, if a woman probably will forget, she shouldn't start counting at all? Shulchan Aruch, it's Choshesh to the famous Shitta of the Halachas Gedolos. If you skipped one night, you lost it. It's a Machloikis and Achroinim. Are the brochas the Mafreya Brocha Levatola, or is only from now on? You can't count 30 if you don't have 29. And you can't count 40 if you don't have 39. But all the days you counted without skipping are okay, and it's not a bracha on Torah l'mafreya. Some achronim say it is a bracha on Torah l'mafreya. And the Michlas Osher Chelek Gimel Moedim, I dealt with this question. We don't have time now to get into all the specifics, but if it is a bracha l'vatorah l'mafreya, it would be recommended for women. Why get into a suffix bracha l'vatorah? Men don't have the option not to say a bracha. Berachas HaMitzvah is a chiyuv. And if you perform any mitzvah without saying the bracha, it's an aveira. You're mevat la mitzvah derabon, achiv derabon. But women aren't mechuyev to say a bracha because they're not even mechuyev to be mekayim the mitzvah. And therefore, why say a bracha and move into dangerous terrain if it's very likely you're going to skip a night? All the brochas you did say might become brochas levatola, so I think in that case it should be recommended not to say a brocha. So today we discussed a very specific halacha, noshim v'svius v'oyim, but we also broadened the scope and tried to analyze the concept, the very concept of mitzvahs asei shehazman gerama. So every night we count in dual language. As the Gemara says, Menachas Samach Vav, mitzvah lemimni yoyim, mitzvah lemimni shavui. We count days, we count weeks. Chloikis Veshoinim, are these two mitzvahs or one? Rabbeinu Yerucha maintains two different mitzvahs. Bezman Abayis, we said two different brochas. One on Sviyas HaYom and the other on Sviyas HaShavuos. Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs clearly argues one mitzvah. A mitzvah which includes two different ma'asim, but it's still one mitzvah. Ben kach u ben kach doesn't really make a difference. Shnei inyonim, two different numbers, and numbers bear significance. Shiva shavois keneged ma, memtes yomim keneged ma. The one is mafurish in Zaya, the other only in achroinim. Kizvari and Zaya Pasha Sema, this week's Pasha, both say Shiva Shavuos, Sviya Savoyma, coincide with Shiva Nekiyim de Zava. A Zava Anido needs to count 7 days. And the count of 7 days Shiva Nekiyim is part of the process of purity, of Tahara. It is the same Shiva Shavuos, Savoyma. It is the process of purification, of achieving purity. As a preparation to Kabbalah Satayra, we need to achieve Tahara. Taras ha-machshove, taras ha-leiv, taras ha-dibur, shmiras einayim. So the 7 week count coincides with the 7 day count of Azov alalois metom ha-tahara. What are the 49 days? Many Gedolim throughout the ages argued, 49 days are connected memches dvorim shetorin in Yisban, and whenever I mention this mahalach, I humorously ask, as if lahachas, why wouldn't Chazal say Atoyre neknes be memtes dvorim, not memches? I could easily suggest another two or three things that would fit into the list, but no, this is just a joke. Whatever Chazal said is beruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh piyamu belibam, and if they say memches, it's memches, not one less, not one more, memches. But I still don't want to put my drosha aside. The numbers are too close to be coincidental. So the Maharal is the first that says, yes, Mem Tes Yamei Esvira coincide with Mem Ches Vorem Shetoyne Neknez Ben. So what's the other day? Emen Kerach Ein Toyre. Not very inspiring. Rabbi Sol Sananta, quoted in the Levi, I find the same Kedush Arim, they said, first 48 days, Memches Dvorim Shetoyne Neshbam. The last day, Chazorah. Doesn't appeal to me. Chazorah is not a concept which is deuraisa. It's a yeshivish idea. And if we already talk about Chazorah, it's a lopsided number. One day for 48 doesn't make sense. We need far more than one day to go over all the Memches Dvorim Shetoyne Neshbam. So my feeling is this, and I shared this many times, Bal Peh u'Bechsav. At the end of Masechet Nidah, there's an amazing story of an encounter, a meeting between Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah and עד שאלכסנדריה של מצרים. It was a Q&A session, questions and answers. They asked the questions and Rabbi Shua gave the answers. One of the questions was, מה יעשה אודם ויחכם? How could a person achieve wisdom? His answer was the obvious one. He probably said, well, what type of question is this? יערבה בישיבה וימיית בסחוירה. אמרו לו, הרבה עושו כן ולא יעשו ביודם. We know many members of our community that tried and they got nowhere. Om Elohim yevakesh memisha chokhma shelo, and the Gemara says, ho beloiho lo kaim. You need to daven, you need to pray. Nothing is taken for granted. Lasuk eshmai tzali bedehel chasen, siyatid dishmai. You need to daven. 48, keneged 48. 48 for 48. Mem chesvom shetoinik. The last day is a reminder. And I don't mean to say start davening Erev Shavuos. No. You start davening before you embark on this journey, before day number one. We're talking about symbolism, about symbolics. The last day is symbolic. It's a reminder the importance of tefillah. For us, 48 days are Yarbe B'Yeshiva V'Yamayit B'Schoira. Day 49 is Yevakesh Memi Shachochma. Shalom. And this is a tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes and cherishes and probably fulfills. Me'a brochas, we say every day. Chayav Odom Lebaruch Me'a brochas B'kol Yom. No brocha is said with the passion and the fervor like brocha shniya Be'chas Kriya Shema Shal Shachas Ahav Asoy Lemaftonu. Ovinu ovu rachamon hamrachim rachim oleinu v'sein bilibeni bino lohaven haska lohaven olahaska lishva v'lasa lilmud rachayim. No other brocha is said with such passion. How many times do we mention rachmonas? Ovinu, our dear father, ovu rachamon hamrachim rachim oleinu. We don't use this passion in Birchas Refu'enu or Birchas Borech Oleinu, because the tefillah for Chochma and for Torah is more important than any other. So those are the 49 days. 48 Memches Vorem Shetun Ignes Mem, 49 tefillah for Ahav Orabo Yevakesh Memi Shachoch Mishalom. So both spheres are to achieve the same goal. Har Sinai, Mamed Har Sinai. And the way I see it in my vision, Sviris one is like a ladder, a tall ladder. Mutzavarza Varosha Magiasha Maimu. The foot of the ladder is in the mud of Eretz Mitzrayim. Top of the ladder, top of Har Sinai. And this ladder has 48 rungs. Or 49, it should have 49. And there's a half a meter between one rung and the other. It's tough. To climb this ladder is really an effort. But we do, we try. And every day we go up another rung, and another, and once again another. And after climbing 48 runs, the person lifts his eyes, and he's terrorized. To his terrible dismay, he realizes that the top rung is missing. Someone just pulled it out. He can't proceed. Taking that leap, he might fall and die. He looks down, chashchuenov, and he's even more terrified. It's far more difficult and dangerous going down than climbing up. And in total despair, he doesn't know what to do. And he cries out, does anybody hear me? Is there anyone up there? Could you give me a helping hand? Give me some rope. I'll never make it down. And I can't make it up. I'm so close and still so far. Please help. Mem ches yemei svira coincide with mem ches vorm shatayin in Gnesbem. It's tough. But we made the effort. One rung at a time. One and another and yet another. We're almost at the top of the ladder. We're so close and yet so far. And then we cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Rabbi Shua ben Hanani suggested to Anshi Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, Yevakesh Mamishachach Mishalayim, we say, Rabbani Shalom, if you hear our voice, help us up. And then a person is zoicha, doidi sholach yodoi min hachoya v'mayay homu loy. And he's zoicha to say at HaDishmayim. Both spheres are towards the same goal, same destination, same objective. Preparation to Kabbalah Satayra. Sheva Shavuos is avoided Satahara. Mem tes yomem kinyan Torah, culminating with tefillah. Yevakish memishach ha'mishalai said, let us all hope and daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us yata d'shmaya. We should be zochet kabbalas ha'Torah b'shleimus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yiftach levavenu b'terosoi v'yosim b'libenu ahavosoi v'yerosoi. And we should be zochet u'racha me'shamayim. And Yeshua Selomen, b'yas Moshiach tzidkenu b'meheru v'yomenu.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111